The idea of having the city of Tampa help in the creation of a community garden was again discussed at the Tampa Community Redevelopment Agency's meeting this morning. In October, City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern hosted a workshop on the issue. She mentioned how community gardens are sprouting out across the country as a way to grow local food at affordable prices and said it was appropriate for Tampa to become part of the trend. Mark Huey is the Economic and Urban Development Administrator with the City of Tampa. He said he had done some research since the last time the CRA had discussed the issue. He said one possible impediment was access to water sources.
SWFMUD would not be granting permits in the next 6 months for any sort of a community garden, and they'll be reevaluating that policy in 6 months or so.
For her part, Councilwoman Mulhern said she wanted to reassure everyone that her objective in bringing up the idea of having a community garden in the city was to have the city act as a conduit and not be mandating that the city necessarily do anything on their own regarding the idea.
Essentially, it would be as offering some land that is not in use at this point. And we're talking about probably like a few lots. It's not going to be acres of land. And possibly some TIF revenue to help, support the initiation of it.
At a previous city council meeting, Mulhern had said that underdeveloped East Tampa would be a natural place to create such organic gardens. But there have been questions about how much grassroots support for such an idea actually exists there, leading Mulhern to say this.
There was this sense that I was trying to impose this on East Tampa, and the reality is that I just want this to happen wherever, and I want us to help get at least one going in any way we can. It doesn't have to be in East Tampa.
But as she has done in previous meetings, CRA Chair Gwen Miller, who previously represented East Tampa on the council but last year was elected citywide, said the community has no desire for it.
Thanks. I talked to some of the nonprofits in East Tampa, and they are not interested in it because they still want economic development to come into East Tampa. They want jobs to come. They want to bring businesses in there. And it's a people who want gardens are doing them in their backyard, and that's fine, but they don't want to take up land that they can build or do something with, so I don't think that they are not interested, so I've talked with them.
Ed Johnson, the city's East Tampa redevelopment manager, also admitted he had not heard of much interest in community gardens.
There has been some talk with some of the nonprofits in East Tampa, but I haven't heard of anyone really wanting to make a commitment yet to doing it. Just discussion at this point.
But Johnson said he wasn't giving up on the concept and planned on organizing the East Tampa Community Advisory Council, as well as other neighborhood-type associations, to gauge any such support. But that led to this crack from Councilmember Miller.
Don't work too hard, because we don't want it.
Councilman Charlie Miranda said he is not opposed to the idea, but questioned whether the youth of today will have the patience to see such a project through.
The problem in today's society, all kids all want to do is text message and watch a computer and play games. And if you get them same kids and put them out there to work to see how things happen in life, maybe crime would be a little less because it will have a better understanding, a fundamental thing, what nature is all about.
Miranda said he wants to see how much any such project would cost and who in the city wants such a garden. Mulhern says she thinks the project ultimately will be a positive thing for the city of Tampa.
We're going back to the ways that people used to grow their own food. People used to have a garden. We had victory gardens. At the turn of the century, we had gardens because people, were really, really hurting and had to grow their own food. So I think that especially with food security, if we'd all been, growing our own food or some of it, we wouldn't have mad cow disease or some of the other things that we're facing now.